In the year 2051, there are no cell phones. People have the device, a neural connection to the internet, and they also have government-appointed celebrities who live nearly every minute of the day on camera. This is the world to come in the new novel Followers by Megan Angelo. Megan is a writer from Pennsylvania. She's been published in the New York Times and Glamour and Elle magazines. Her new book, Followers, tells the story of two women in two different timelines. Orla Caden, a woman in 2015 who is stuck in a soul-crushing job, and jumping forward to 2051, Marlo, a woman who has spent most of her comfortable life on camera as a reality star in the closed village called The Constellation. A world-changing tech event ties these two stories together with an interesting twist. Followers is a fresh and exciting story with characters who feel very real. They're terribly flawed but funny, selfish and self-aware, ambitious but caring. It's also a commentary on celebrity obsession and social media and privacy and our device-driven lifestyles. Megan Angelo joins me now to talk about Followers. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Tammy. I'm so happy to be with you.
When we talk about books, we usually like to categorize things, I think, by genre as a shortcut in describing what a book is like. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's historical fiction, etc. One of the things I thought were so interesting about Followers is how it's hard to classify. I love that there's really a lot of elements going on in your book. There's social commentary, there's a world-changing event, there's a thriller element.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, actually, because I won't lie, it was a little bit difficult when this book first went out into the world. My agent was a tireless supporter of it from the beginning, but you know, there was definitely that aspect of not being able to put it into a box, both as it searched for a publisher and as it, went through those stages of marketing before it hit stores. And you're right. I mean, I'm really mostly a fan of literary fiction. I'm not really a huge sci-fi person, although I have read a fair amount of it. And I was really inspired by books like The Circle by Dave Eggers, which sort of got into all of this technological, slight dystopia stuff, but also had real humans at the center of it.
Right. So let's talk a little more about how Followers came to life. We know that the story deals with celebrity and social media and technology, but how did you create these characters and develop the plot around that?
So the first thing that happened in developing this story was actually something that's in the book, but is sort of a small moment. I keep one of those journals that's like one line a day. You write one line a day and it wraps around year after year and shows you what you were doing. But I write in the journal in cursive. And one day I was thinking to myself, oh, I'm such a riot. I'm such a crack up. Like, wait till my children and my grandchildren read my old journals, like, super vain, right? And then I realized, oh, my children probably won't be able to read cursive. My grandchildren definitely won't be able to read cursive since it's sort of being phased out of schools. And I just sat with that because I thought it would be so interesting to write a book that's set in the future and set now, but that reads more like a historical novel where it's more like characters telling each other, this is what life used to be like. So that was the first thing I came up with. And then the women sort of started to come into my head largely because I had been working in celebrity journalism and entertainment journalism for years, both print and online. And I had seen kind of how the sausage gets made. And eventually I realized, oh, there would be an opportunity between a woman who is a blogger and has kind of a platform to make someone look legitimate, and a woman who has that ruthless drive to be famous and will share as much about herself as the quest requires.
One of the things I really did like about Followers are those characters that you're talking about. They are really three-dimensional, I thought. Floss, for example, she's Orla's roommate and hungry for fame. She and Orla, who is a blogger for a gossip website, come up with a plan to make Floss famous, like you mentioned, and it works, but at the risk of themselves becoming quite unlikable. Floss in particular is ruthless, and I kind of made up my mind to really dislike her. But then she had some really good moments of insight and caring for someone else. So your characters seem to have big moments of choosing the wrong path, but they also have really insightful and warm moments.
Yeah, it's interesting because so what I always say about the three women is that they all want something very badly. Floss wants to be famous, Orla wants to be great, and Marlo wants to be free. And so because all of them want something so badly, they do necessarily have a lot of selfish moments. They're not really driven by looking out for anybody else. They are definitely not social justice warriors or, you know, real credits to society, but they are very human. And it's interesting to hear you talk about Floss, especially because as I wrote the book and revised the book, people were always pushing, savvily, I think, for me to do a little more with Floss's backstory or to tell a little more about what motivated her. And so I did a little bit, but I really wanted Floss to feel to the reader and to Orla and to everybody involved like she appeared out of nowhere. Because I think often that's how we get our famous people now. One day you've never heard of somebody, and the next day you look them up, they've got 12 billion followers on Instagram. So I'm glad that she still felt human to you for all of her flaws.
You're listening to Megan Angelo on What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. Megan's new debut novel is Followers. Megan, let's talk about the device.
Yes.
The neural link that replaces cell phones in Followers. The way you describe it, it's hard for people to distinguish what their original thoughts are versus an advertisement for pizza, for instance. Kind of creepy. Is this the real future as you see it?
It's super creepy. And this is kind of a great example of my research process for Followers, which is not the most sophisticated process, because here's what I did. I was like, okay, I'm going to write about the future, and I'm a journalist by trade, so immediately I started reading everything in the world about the future. But it was getting, my journalist brain was taking over. I knew I was putting things in that didn't work for the story, and I was just trying to do a report. So I put all of the research aside, and I just started to make things up, basically. And the device was interesting because I sort of wrote it figuring that technology could go here. And then when I was all finished writing it, which, just to recap, it's like, you know, the device, you sort of forcefully think something. We call them intuitions in the book. So instead of saying to Siri, give me directions to the shopping center, you would just think in an intentional way, give me directions to the shopping center. And the answer that would come back to you would also be in your head. No sound, no screen, nothing. So I did all of this, and then when it was totally finished, I Googled around to see if there was anything to support this wild idea I had. And sure enough, you can always count on Elon Musk to be cooking something up, and he had announced that he was going to be trying to develop this Neuralink technology. And I was like, great, fantastic. Nobody can drag me too badly for making this up if Elon Musk is, you know, trying to do this.
Right. Are readers reacting to Followers as you expected or hoped? Have you been surprised by the response you've been getting so far?
I mean, I love the response I'm getting, which often includes some version of, I'm going to throw my phone out the window and never use it again. but it's been interesting for me, too, because I didn't really sit down and say, I'm going to write a cautionary tale about social media. What I knew was that I was going to write something about people that all started with two people who wanted to get famous, and that the tool at their disposal would be social media. So I think that I was writing the book, and a lot of my own ambivalence about social media was coming out, but I didn't even realize it at the time. So this period where people are saying to me, wow, you must like have some real thoughts about Instagram, or wow, I'm going to get off Facebook, I'm going to use my phone less, has given me time to think about what all of that stuff means to me and really bring it to the front of my consciousness.
Your first novel is under your belt. What next?
My favorite question. Well, I'm working on two books right now, and I don't know where either of them will go. Before I wrote Followers, I had been, in addition to journalism, you know, writing screenplays and TV pilots for almost 10 years. And, you know, some of them went into various stages of development, but none of them ever ultimately went anywhere. So I tend to think of ideas, like I'm working on these ideas as books right now, but maybe they'll turn into scripts. I don't know. I'm not sure where to go from here. It's definitely an interesting moment, like being 1 week into having a book in bookstores. So I'm working on that, and yeah, we'll see.
That's Megan Angelo. She's a writer from Pennsylvania. Followers is her debut novel, a wildly creative story about friendship, privacy, the future, and the role technology plays in all of it. I really enjoyed it. Megan, congrats on your new book, and thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Thank you for reading, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.